It looks like I got a very good haul today. Those silly bandits didn't even see me coming. The wonders of stealth magic. Let's see. An elven crown, diamonds from the cave dwarfs. Ooh, a seeing stone. I know some wizard is fuming over losing theirs. Just the thought of them being distressed over losing something so valuable makes me so fucking happy. What else is here? A couple of gemstones? Eh? I've already got a whole pile of them. Wait. I can sense a pulse and heat coming from this bag. Something alive. Is it? Oh my goodness. It's a human. And they're chained up and gagged. I see. Those bandits must have also been human traffickers. This one would have probably been sold into slavery. Well, it doesn't matter now. This human is part of my treasure, and they will be treated as such. But I can't let my treasure continue to be in such a terrible state. I'll fix everything right up. Time for some magic.
Chăm trái tim của mình. Giúp cái dừa này.
There we go. All their cuts and bruises are healed. Oh no. They're waking up. I better take a more recognizable form. Are you awake, treasure? Oh, no. It's okay. Shh. I'm not going to hurt you. I won't harm you. I promise. That's it. Just calm down. Calm down. Breathe. You're safe. Huh? Am I a giant? No fucking way. I am actually a dragon with shape-shifting powers, along with extreme intelligence and knowledge of the magical arts. This just happens to be the closest to a human form I can achieve. Why? Because, since I'm inherently a large dragon, I can only compress my soul so much. That's why I'm twice as tall as you. And twice as big in general. Well, yes, treasure. I guess I am quite full-figured. Tell me, do all human women have big legs and breasts like this? Not usually? I'm not surprised. A dragon such as me is truly one of a kind. Are you feeling better, treasure? That spell should have healed all of your wounds and whatever ailments you may have. It also will permanently protect you from all diseases, toxins, and will extend your lifespan to that of a dragon. Why did I do all of that? Well, it's because you're my treasure now. And as my treasure, you need to. No, you will. Be perfect forever. What's that? What do you mean, treasure? Is it your name? Yes, it is. You are my treasure. So that is what I'm going to call you from now on. Whatever name or title you used to have in the past is now irrelevant. Because all that matters is that you're my little treasure. What was that? You wish to return home. No, you're staying here. Did you misunderstand my words? I said you are my treasure. As such, you will either be with me or stay here in my cave at all times. I will be sure to clothe you and feed you and bring you water and such. But you will stay here. Understand? No? Well, that isn't up to you. As a dragoness, I never give up my treasure. Everything you see in this cave has been here since I first took it. So listen here, you little shit. You will stay here, and that is final. You can either stay here willingly, or I can put you under a spell that will make you do my bidding. You may be my treasure, but you are still beneath me. You know, you're quite lucky that you're my treasure, not just another human that crossed my path. I don't eat humans since they're not really filling, but it's quite fun watching them scream and flee in terror when I fly over their towns and villages. Those traffickers I took you from? I was a bit bored, so I snatched them all up in my mouth and ground them up inside before spitting them out. It was like what you humans do with that plant. Tobacco? I think you call it. Aw, treasure. Why are you so scared? I'm not going to do that to you. I promise. You are my treasure, remember? I would never let anything in my hoard be blemished or harmed. That's why I took the time to heal you. Anyone who tries to defile my treasure is either mutilated, tortured, or killed. But I let them choose. Ugh, enough talk for now. I want to play with you a little, so I'm going to pick you up. There we go. What's wrong, treasure? Am I crushing you? I can ease the pressure if you wish. Oh, I think I know what's going on. It's because my breasts are enormous, isn't it? And I'm holding you right in between them. It must be making you flustered. But you'll have to deal with your arousal by yourself. There is no way I would even begin to have sexual relationships with a human. Blah. It makes me want to vomit just thinking about it. You want me to put you down? Treasure, I know that you may think you have a say in things, but you are mistaken. You are my treasure, which means I will use you however I want. You know, I think it'll be clear if I just explain our dynamic sense. Clearly, you just don't seem to get it. I'm going to sit down first, though. Here's how it works. I am the strongest and most powerful being in the world. I get to do whatever I want and whenever I want. And I also have the means to do so. I have strength far beyond your imagination. I can sense things you humans cannot. And I also possess a perfect memory. So when I say I want to hold you, I will hold you. When I ask you a question, you will answer. There are no requests from me. There are commands.
But as I said, since you are my treasure, that means I will protect you and care for your every need. I'll wash you every day. I'll be sure to play with you and tell you great tales of my ancestors. And I'll keep you all cuddled up and warm while you sleep. I'll hunt for you and collect the best fruits and vegetables. I'll cook you tasty meals with my fire breath. And since I have such immense knowledge of dark magic, I can summon succubi for you to tend to your sexual needs when you need it. I even know the spell to summon the Demon Queen, the most powerful succubus of them all. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes, I guess you could say you are my pet, but... that's such a nasty word. You're my treasure. Yes, that sounds much better. What's my name? Oh, silly me. I'm not used to being asked my name. My name is... Why are you so confused? I see. My name can't be pronounced in human languages. Let's see. I know. I'll have you call me Mistress. Yes, that sounds right. That's one of a few words worthy of describing my glory. I'm your mistress, and you are my treasure. And that's how it's going to be for the rest of our lives. But I'm tired of talking. Are you hungry, my treasure? I guess that answers my question. What would you like to eat? Sausages? What are those? I've never heard of those creatures. Oh, it's made from the meat of pigs and cows. I'll have to go find a farm and steal some. They're found at the markets? No, silly, I didn't mean steal sausages. I meant I was going to steal some cows and pigs. I'm not going to make deals with humans. After all, I am a dragoness. I love to steal things. Gold, jewelry, magic supplies, animals. Once I set my sights on something, it's mine. Stealing is so much fun. In fact, I'd much rather steal one piece of gold than take a pile of gold that was just sitting out in the open. So I'm going to steal some cows and pigs. And then you're gonna have to teach me how to make sausages. You don't know how? Well, I guess you'll just have to settle for dragon-cooked meat. But I can't exactly leave you behind just yet. I have to find a collar for you. Let's see. I'm sure I've got a couple in this pile somewhere. Aha! And there we go. Now you're collared. What does it do? Well, it prevents you from leaving the cave, of course. If you try walking outside, there's a magical barrier that will prevent you from moving any farther out. It also prevents other creatures from entering the cave. So now, I'm going to just set you down. Ah, and you just wait here while I find a farm to raid. You think your friends and family will find you soon? Then I'll just have to kill them. What? Do you think I was going to spare their lives just because you have an attachment to them? Treasure. You have to understand that I don't give a single shit about what you call morality.
I have only two priorities. My treasure and my own survival. Well, I really only prioritize my treasure since I'm impossible to kill and will live for another 10,000 years or so. So if your friends and family do try to come for you, not only will they fail, but I will kill them all. One by one. Oh, and don't even think of trying to send word out for help, or else others will suffer. So just sit tight and wait for me, okay, treasure? Ooh, I'm going to have so much fun playing with you when I get back.